Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, everybody, on this sunny Thursday afternoon. As I said before the break, the great Lou Nanny is good enough to join us. The Wild are rolling, Louie. Four straight wins, and last night, they play one of the best teams in the game. Simple as that, the Colorado Avalanche. And they win decisively 6-2 last night and the previous three wins. This stretch, what impresses you most about this team?
They're checking. I'm very, very happy to see them check and not give the other team much space to operate. They have been very consistent on this road trip by working hard and taking away opportunities from people, staying right on top of them, not giving them much room at all to operate. And they've really balanced out the scoring. I mean, all of a sudden you got a new line there that is putting points on the board. First it was Rask in the middle and Hartman in the middle between Kaprizov and Zuccarello. But that's been a big addition to the team.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned the balance, too. Ryan Hartman seemed like for a year plus he was an excellent fourth line guy that you'd like on your team, but he is who he is. And all of a sudden, I know it's a short stretch, all of a sudden he's playing center. You see the speed, you see the creativity. How much has that surprised you even a little bit, his success?
Well, it's not really a big surprise. You know, Hartman was a good player for the USA development team, and he played in the middle there, and he played in the middle when he started with Chicago, and he was drafted in the first round. So his credentials speak for themselves. And it just, if you look at it, he has had a year where he's got over 20 goals in that when he had the opportunity. But then all of a sudden you slot him in different areas. And when he came to the Wild, he was slotted in the fourth line checking line. So you become what they expect you to become, apparently. And he was looked to shut down the opposition's top lines. He was always playing with Foligno and a lot of times with Eriksson Ek when they were used as a checking line. And that's what you got from him. But he's a very talented player. And now getting the opportunity to go back in the middle and back on offense, essentially, he's producing for them.
He's on a line with Foligno and Zach. So let's talk about Zach. Zach has had this wonderful career and is only destined for great things when he's done. But he's not done. He scores last night. And you could see the relief. You can also see some of the frustration knowing all he's accomplished and how tough this has been on him. What is realistic for Zach right now at this point in his career?
As far as goals go, I'd say that he's still going to have an opportunity because of the shortened season then. But I still think he's still capable of getting to 15 because they do use him on the power play. He's still the best of the team in deflecting pucks in front of the net. He still scores a lot of goals from in tight around the crease area. He's still got the work ethic that never stops. And when you're playing with the guys that get you the puck and get you chances, he can still shoot it. So he's capable of doing that. And, you know, it happens to everybody. As we get older and we're playing a game, especially if you're a professional, there is a deterioration. You get slower. Mm-hmm. You're just not going to be the same athlete you were in your mid-20s. But many times you make up for that with some experience and knowledge how to play the game. And that's what he's doing right now. And he's still dangerous when he's on the ice in the offensive zone because the guy can score goals, and he's always been able to do that.
All right, let's get to Kaprizov. help me understand what he's doing with this lateral glide skating. This I watched this gif of it last night about five times when he's circling the offensive end, and as he's between the circles, Louie, he's still moving at a fast rate, and he's moving right to left. It is stunning, the skills this kid has.
It really is. You know what's funny? It reminds you of a guy walking out after he got married and somebody throwing rice at him, because that's the only way you could hit him.
Yeah.
He moves. You think you got him, and all the great players have one thing in common. They got great peripheral vision, great presence on the ice. And going back to days when I played, and Gretzky afterwards, and Lemieux, every one of them had this ability. You'd go there, I'd go to check or he's there, and all of a sudden he's not there. They just sense that moment when you're going to try and check him, and at the last moment, they elude you. And Kaprizov, he's got that skill. He's got that ability to elude people, get away from people where you think. I watch one play on the boards when he's on the boards and guys are coming from different angles at him, and you think, well, what's going to happen here?
Right.
Going to hit him, take the puck away? And somehow he comes out and they're still standing there. And you say, how did that happen? You don't know, but that's the ability to really react, I think, so late to situations. So you're waiting until the last minute to avoid people, get away from people, and that's a skill that most people don't have. Right? I mean, low single digits of people that have that kind of ability.
I mean, you beautifully describe what he did with his assist to Hartman. It looks like it's just one of those plays where one player's in, and he's just going to be an annoyance for a period of time. A line change has taken place. And all of a sudden, there's three Avs around him, and he comes out with the puck and then just flips it perfectly to Hartman. And I'm just watching that going, nobody else playing for the Wild ever could have pulled off that play. Yeah, go ahead.
And how about when the assistant Zuccarello's, when you think he's going to put it in the net?
Yes, right.
And to put that across there through the people and get it so Zuccarello essentially has got the whole upper side of the net. He does things that are inexplicable, and he does them so late in the play. And that's what surprises you, because you're expecting, as you're just saying, one thing, and the next thing you do, he's doing something different.
This organization has always been competent. They've always been solid. We've talked about this. I've heard you say this to Dan over and over again. You know, sometimes you have to bottom out to get, you know, the number two pick or something like that. Well, they've been good enough to either just barely make the playoffs, maybe do something a little bit, or just barely miss. So you couldn't get a Kaprizov and a Fiala. But you know me, I've always been slightly more of a basketball guy, but heck, I first got to know you as a kid when my father would take me to games at Met Center over and over again. And Louie, there are many, many times this year when the Wolves are on and the Wild are on, and I'm watching the Wild because the team is good, and having Fiala and Kaprizov out there, two guys, you want to see them. They have so much talent, and they're so captivating to watch.
Well, what you're seeing is exactly what you have to do when you got a franchise. And one of the things that, you know, we've been blessed with over the years here in Minnesota in professional hockey, we got guys that bring you out of the seat, going from goals worthy, how exciting he was, and then as you move along, and the guys that we've had over the years, and the Bobby Smiths, and in fact, when I went to Gordon Gunn and says, you know, at that time there was two draft picks rated high, Trevor Linden and Mike Modano. And my guy said, you got to come and see Mike Modano. So I went out to see Modano, and then I saw what they love. I came back, and Gordon says, what did you think? I said, you know, we're not selling tickets right now. This guy brings you out of your seat. He will sell tickets. People go to be brought out of their seat. That's what Gretzky did, or did. You know, great, great talents excite you. You just you're watching the game, and you have that wow moment. Well, the Wild are blessed right now. I mean, they had Gabrick who did that for them, but these, you got two guys right now that, and you just said Fiala and Kaprizov. They're exciting every time they're on the ice. You don't know what to expect. You don't know what's going to happen. and you're just sitting on the edge of your seat, and they'll bring you under the seat with some kind of play. And that's why the Wild are blessed. And I can understand what you're saying when you're talking about the Wolves and the Wild. You want, as a spectator, you want to be entertained. You want to be wowed, and these two guys can do it.
So Lou Nanny's with us, the familiar voice, Louie with us here on CCO. Okay, let's talk about the kid goaltender, right? They brought in Talbot. Last year, Dubnyk hit the wall after he had, you know, four good years here. Stalock was better than anybody expected. And all of a sudden, Kakanen, you know, the first game he played, it was like it was kind of spotty. But then you thought, well, the guy's barely played in a year. He's been really good game after game, Louie.
He's been, I guarantee you, he's been surprising to them. And they thought he was good, but he's been real good. And, in fact, Talbot's been injured now, and they're not rushing to get him back in the net because when you know what you got that's giving you that kind of goaltending, and you're going to ride it for a while, they're going to need another goaltender. They're going to need Talbot to be good because of the schedule, the way it's set up with this COVID, and you're playing every second day, and after a while, it's going to take a toll. You got to get some rest. But we have to remember, this guy last year in the American League was the American League top goaltender. He won that because Shesterkin was brought up early in the year, well, about a month and a half in from Hartford for the Rangers and went on a tear. And then after that, Kapanen was the best goaltender in the league, and he won the trophy for it. So it's not like you're getting performance from him that would be unexpected, and the guy's incapable of it, but you never know how they're going to do in the NHL until they get there. And boy, oh boy, has he ever continued. And like you said, that first game, there were a couple shots. Mm-hmm. One went in the net, hit his glove, went in the net, and you're thinking, my goodness, has this guy got a catching problem or what?
Right.
But that's been long gone and forgotten, and he has really performed extremely well for the Wild.
Okay, last thing. If you're Guerin, right, and you always have a plan, right, but then you have to adjust to what's going on. What does this make him think about anything he wants to adjust this year as opposed to his long-term plan when so many things are working, maybe even ahead of schedule this year?
Well, as a general manager, you're always looking ahead. You got to be preparing for the future because it's on you before you know it. So even though he's, I'm sure, just ecstatic about what he's seen on the ice right now, and by the way, I said that when I do the show with Dan, and we talked about it just this week. I said after, and I've been watching a lot of hockey, especially with my grandson in Anaheim, et cetera.
Sure.
So I'm watching all the teams, and particularly the Wild Division, because they're in with Anaheim too, so it's perfect for me. And the one thing that I've noticed is St. Louis is having problems on defense, which they didn't have before. They're still a very good team. Vegas has been good, but they still look like they've had a little bit of holes. Colorado was and is the best team, I think, in the division. But I said, in my mind, there's no reason in the world the Wild are not going to make the playoffs in the top four. And because of the way they're playing versus the way, like, for instance, St. Louis is playing, they could be higher than four. And I believe they're going to continue that, provided they stay away from COVID and injuries. And I think they're basically home safe because they've had 13 guys with COVID. So I don't think they're going to have a big COVID problem, but now you worry about the injuries. At the same time, Guerin knows that on the horizon, he's got players that have been tremendous for the team, Suter and Parisi. Plus, he got Zuccarello. As they age, their contracts are stifling because the cap's not going up because of COVID, so the cap's going to remain the same. So if the cap's remain the same and you got those costs, you got Fiala and Kaprizov is going to have to be re-signed. Yeah. And we're not talking about some of the other young kids on the team, So now you're starting, plus you got expansion coming up. An expansion draft, you're going to lose a player. So now what you got to be looking and thinking ahead is, how am I going to, smooth this out so I can afford everybody and keep the best players we got?
All good, problems to have, right? It's better to have these problems than you're struggling.
You want problems when you got too many assets, not enough.
Great stuff, as always, from Lou Nanny. You want to react, you can, 651-989-9226. Back in moments.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.